All right, today we are talking to Greg Silvis, the Goldberg Variations, 32 miniatures based on Bach's keyboard masterpiece. It's an exhibition of mixed media works by Greg Silvis, and it's on view in the Mezzanine Gallery through the end of the month. Greg, good morning, and thank you for joining me.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, let's talk about the Goldberg Variations, 32 miniatures based on Bach's keyboard masterpiece. What's it all about? What's the exhibition all about?
The exhibition is about a piece that's come to be known as the Goldberg Variations. Bach wrote the piece in 1741, and the piece consists of an aria, 30 variations, and then the aria repeats at the end. And there's a very specific structure in the musical work, and in my pieces, I attempted to duplicate that same structure. The way Bach organized the piece was, after the aria, he had variations that were grouped in three, and each third variation is a canon. And a canon is something just like row, row, row your boat, or Frère Jacques. But what in Bach's infinite genius, what he did was each canon, the distance between the voices grows greater and greater until at the end they're over an octave apart. So what I did was I used the canons, and I tried to convey to the viewer some sense of the interplay of the different voices of the canons.
Talk about your career a little bit. You started your career as an academic librarian?
Yes. I retired last year, having spent 30 years as an academic librarian, and actually 24 of those years were at the University of Delaware Library, where I was in charge of computing for the library. So I did the databases, worked on the database projects. We did the first library website. We did all the computing in the library, interlibrary loan forms, all manner of things related to computing. However, before I was a librarian, I was a classically trained musician.
Wow.
I played French horn in Northeast Ohio and then down in Mexico for a while.
What got you interested in the French horn?
I love the sound of the French horn. There's nothing like the sound of the French horn. And I wanted something that was difficult, that would, you know, keep me occupied. And that certainly sums up playing the French horn.
We're talking to Newark resident Greg Silvis about a new exhibition. It's called the Goldberg Variations, 32 miniatures based on Bach's keyboard masterpiece. It's on display right now at the Mezzanine Gallery in Wilmington. What do you hope the takeaway is from people who come to see this exhibition?
I hope they have some insight into what Bach was trying to do, to have some connection between a visual representation of the music and the oral representation of the music.
All right, so anything else I'm leaving out that you want people to know about your work?
The works involve a number of different techniques. So I've done things like I've used mirrors, I've used gold leaf, silver leaf. One of the variations, I'm a fan of the Matrix movie. It uses the font from the beginning of the Matrix movie. I've graphed the notes so that they are on a sheet of graph paper. There's a record of the Goldberg Variations. I've printed them out on origami paper and folded them in different ways. I found a gentleman in Florida who will convert a digital image into a 35-millimeter slide, and I did that with one of the variations. And the most interesting one in many ways is I took one of the variations, cut it into strips, and I knit it.
Oh, wow.
Which took a week.